The Alexa Skillflow Builder is a tool that allows builders, creators, and developers to drag and drop scenes to create Amazon Alexa skills. Today, I'm working with the CEO and founder of Whitefield LLC, Chuck Sherbeck, and we're exploring the Alexa Skillflow Builder. Chuck, welcome to the show.
Thank you. So let me show you what I've done is taken a bedtime story I told the kids. It's sort of an adventure story, and I wanted to turn it into a skill that you could sort of direct yourself through and create some games and such. The Skillflow Builder will let you have some scenes that you can create and let you direct to other scenes, but the challenge that I'm running into is I'm wanting to create it more interactive. I'm wanting to put slots so that you can name your own characters. I'm wanting it to be, you know, if my son goes through the skill, I want him to experiencing it first person, so I want it to be gendered for him. If my daughter goes through, I want it to be for a girl. So that's kind of what I'd like to build out is some slots for names and for gender and skills to do that. And so currently, what I've got is I've built out some scenes and I've used this guided tour. So the guided tour will let you type in something. It'll let you actually give more than one. So if you wanted to have person say hi or say hello randomly, you're able to enter that in.
And it looks like you can type in SSML, which means that if you wanted to add in something like audio from a voiceover actor, like how we do,
okay,
you could add that in right here.
SSML, what's it stand for?
SSML stands for Speech Synthesis Markup Language. In the same way that HTML is what you use to build websites, you have tags to mark up your language. This is for speech synthesis markup language. So you can put accents on it, you can make it a different voice, you can put in some pauses, you can include prosody, you can make it bolded, and you can throw in audio. So audio is the feature that we include with the SSML.
So how would you throw an audio here?
The first thing I would do is I would open up Google. This is literally what I would do as a developer and engineer. I would open up Google, and then I would search in Google, I would search SSML audio Alexa.
Okay. I don't know why. You know what? I was using this on. Here. Alexa Skill Sound Library?
That's another tool you can leverage. The first link is what you want, but you can open up that one in another tab if you want to see what they're giving you. So they actually, Alexa gives you a sound library that you can take all of their sounds from.
Okay.
And you can include that inside of these audio tags as an example. So if you wanted to try these audio tags, they've got some right here for you.
Okay.
Yeah, so this is all SSML, and you can see up here at the top the different ways that you can mark up your speech.
Okay.
So in this, what we're looking at right here is it's going to be here is a number, role, Amazon, VRV, what is this? You have to include wrapped in speak tags. I don't know what Amazon VBD is. That's a role. But up here, you can see all the different effects that you can add to your speech. So a break is going to be a pause in the speech, and emphasis is going to be placing emphasis on certain words, either more emphasis or low emphasis.
So So I actually know something. So you can create these snippets.
Mm-hmm.
That's
it.
Yeah, so what I've been doing, so like here, you find yourself at the top of a ravine. If I go bracket.
No way.
Bracket. That puts a 1 second break. And then.
Did you create these snippets?
Yeah.
Okay, so a snippet, you just kind of, you create a variable name, and then you save in there what your SSML is going to be. And then when you want to utilize it in your design tab, you just put hard brackets. And whoa, can you drag and drop? Whoa, you can just drag and drop. Why not just drag and drop? That's amazing.
Yeah, so pause for. Now, see, I knew how to do this at one point, but it didn't. There's some way that you write it up so that you pause for how long, and I can't remember how you do that, but I'll...
You want to do it right now? You want to figure it out, or...
Sure.
It's those were the goals that we had. It was for slots of name and gender, dice roll, uploading, and testing.
Yeah.
But we can do this right now.
Okay.
If you'd like. You want to do that?
Sure.
Okay, so the goal is to have a snippet include a variable.
Yeah, yeah.
Skill flow builder snippet with variable. How do you use snippets? Cool, so there's a section in the documentation actually on snippets. And it looks like if you have, okay, you just pass in variables and then the snippet runs at runtime. Snippet creating a blah blah, say. And snippets pause. $1. So it'll just grab the first thing that's passed in. Okay, so you should just be able to insert. So the $1 that you have over there in your snippet.
Yeah. This is one where I put in multiple ones. So, oh, and I didn't save that. So, bracket. Wait. So we dragged. So here we go. We drag pause for. And then how do I make that $1 length of time?
Click on it. $1.
Value.
Yeah.
Value.
Oops. Yeah. See what that does? Click play.
Okay.
You find yourself at the top of a ravine.
Did you type 1? No, you typed 2.
Yeah, and I counted 2 Mississippis as...
But it says 1 right there.
Well, that's because it's so... What?
It's not the $1. One.
Oh.
That's 1S. So let's go back over there, and this time let's use the brackets. Let's delete the drag and drop. Thing. Yep, and now hard bracket pause for.
Okay.
Pause space for. And then yeah, space, and now save that. If you want to like, nice. Yes.
You find yourself what? At the top of a ravine. The ravine is a shortcut to school that you take with your best friend Taylor.
Okay. I think we might need an S in there to make it seconds. $1 seconds. Because if you look over at the documentation on Amazon, it needs to be... Where did you get this originally? Did you create it?
I created it.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, I think we want an S in there to make it seconds.
Okay. Okay, so... New snippet.
So why don't we play through what you've got already, and then once we get to... one of the challenges, we can dive in from there.
Okay.
So let's just simulate from the start of the app, from launch.
Well, let's... Let me... So, I mean, so it comes up... So let's say Taylor, right? So I want to create a variable for Taylor. I want them to... I want the I want the skill to ask, you know, would you like to experience this as a boy or a girl? And then would you pick a name for your best friend.
Okay. So we want the launch phrase to ask them the question, do you want to be a boy or girl?
Well, the launch question, yeah.
So let's create a launch scene. This scene looks like it has a bunch of text, so let's just create a either a new skill flow builder or another node off to the side.
Okay. Okay, that's fine. So what's the right way to say, would you like to play? Is that the way to...
Welcome to Betwixt. Would you like to... Are you male? Are you male or female, or prefer not to say? Welcome.
Let's say... Because what do we do if they prefer not to say?
If you need them to make that binary decision.
Would you like to... Yeah, welcome to the Twix. Would you like to play as a boy or a girl? How about that?
Okay. And we type it right in with no SSML, just text in there.
Okay.
That's fine, then that'll be great to start. We can mark it up as we go later.
Okay. So here's my issue. Add here action. So whatever they say, these are the options. Go to scene, save and go to scene, restart, pause, resume, repeat, reprompt, back.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and then end and return.
Right.
None of those options gets me a value that I can use throughout the
goal is to ask them this question, would you like to play as a boy or girl, and then whatever they say to be able to grab the slot boy girl, regardless of if they say I am a boy or I am a girl or today I would like to play as a boy, you want it to grab that slot of boy and girl, and then you want to be able to change the experience based off of that.
Yes.
Cool. Let's figure it out. And if you have a predefined slot, then Amazon's already added in a lot of data to feed that and make it so that it can understand all the variations of boy and girl so you don't have to define it. Male, female, boy, girl, I really don't, woman, lady, man, child, boy, brother. Amazon went and created a slot around every single first name so that you don't have to define every single version of the name. You can just leverage their slots. Okay. So we can find right now, if you want to actually open up a tab, you can search Amazon's Alexa slots, because you'll actually probably need this for any type of variable you want to get. Search in a new tab, Amazon Alexa slots. Built-in slots. Okay. Yep. Yep, slot type reference. So these are all the slots that you can grab automatically without having to do anything extra. So what I would do is I would control F for gender or boy. Okay, they might not have a gender.
Nobody wants to touch gender now.
Yeah. Yeah, I believe that. Try like male or M. Male. Female. Woman. It might be small enough that we can just define our own, and that's fine. This is a good time for us to do that, to learn.
Okay.
To let you know, if it was something like first name or a number, so if you're saying pick a random number between 1 and 10, there's a number slot and you can just grab the number. So one of the earlier ones, probably like the first one. Yeah, just click back up to numbers dates. And then you've got number. Converts numeric words 5 into a digit such as 5.
Okay.
You can interpret what they say. But because we need something like gender, which Amazon has not already defined into a slot, we will have to put in all of the examples. So we'll, in a couple minutes, have to define what that looks like. For now, this is perfect. So we have created ours. It'll be called gender. And now we want to say here. Type
here?
The word. Yeah, here. So Amazon will listen.
Oh, here.
And now we want to... space quotes, yep, gender. It'll be curly brackets. Looks like you did a parenthesis.
Okay, so curly there. Bracket.
Nope. That's hard. There we go. Gender.
Okay.
Comma. I am a. And then the curly brackets.
Oh, okay.
Gender, all lowercase. Close it. And then now we want to go space, curly bracket, enter.
Okay.
Scroll down. Let's see if it automatically created a closing one. Okay, now we want to type a closing curly bracket.
What about this next scene?
Yes, so this is where we want it to go next. Now we can direct it into another scene and then use that player name. So why don't we go ahead and do that? Hit enter. And hit backspace until you're in line with @ask. What is @ask? Start
one. At.
What do you want? So after we ask someone for a name, where do we want to go next? After we ask them for their gender, we want to ask for their name? Or do you just want a gender and that's all you need?
Name, friend.
There we go. Enter, tab, star, say.
Star, say.
Enter.
Oh.
Tab. I see you are a boy. You want? I think repeat back to them what they said. R A, and then curly brackets, gender, because it's whatever they say. Gender. Yep. Close those curly brackets. On the same line after gender, start typing. Period. What is your friend's name?
You will go on this adventure with a friend. What do you want their name to be?
Cool. And now we can actually take exactly from this page, because they're over there leveraging Amazon.us first name.
Okay.
And you want to just have it be in any name as a US person would say it, right?
Yes.
So we can do that, and you want to define it exactly like that. So we'll do the dot start then again.
Okay. Then.
Yep.
Slot. Friend. Name.
Nice. All caps, Amazon.
Now, if there were several people that I'm going to name, do I always go to Amazon for first name, or do I have to come up with something for the next person?
You can save each friend as their own variable name. So you would create friend name 1, friend name 2, friend name 3.
Would I slot it to Amazon first name?
Yes.
All the time?
Yeah.
So, okay.
That way if they say Sally for the first one, and Meg for the second, and Tom for the third, and Fred for the fourth.
Because I've got all these friends here. So I could come up with, have them say, pick their own names for these friends.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yes, you could.
Okay.
You could.
So add friend name to first name. Okay. And, okay. Then I go back, and it's here. Oh, not all caps. Here. Friend name.
Mm-hmm. Comma. Oh yeah, close it in a friend name.
Add.
Yep, close your. Yep, now comma.
Comma.
And now my friend is friend name.
So what's this?
A phrase do you expect? So okay. Alexa is going to try to hear the slot friend name from the following sentence. What is an example sentence that you expect them to say? After Alexa says...
Well, likely aren't they just going to say Joe or Frank?
They could just say that, and you could just put that slot. It's easier to train the... You're building an AI right now. Okay. You're training an AI. The more data you feed the AI, the better it will be at interpreting what it is you're trying to do.
Okay.
So you could put in one slot, but it'll be harder to know if there's variation.
Okay. There we go. And then I go to... Space. And then I use space, bracket,
yep.
Enter.
Close it.
Close bracket.
Yep. And now we want...
So do I need to put this...
Yep, we didn't do it in the last one. So we want it after here, I am gender. Inside of here, yep. Enter.
Well, oh, I see.
Tab. Now we're going to say arrow, so hyphen, yep, space, and now we're going to say name underscore friend.
At.
No at, just name right. underscore friend. There you go. Hit enter. That's it. Perfect. So you're right. I think you're right. What it's doing here is it's listening for gender, and it's also listening for I am a gender. So I think if you type comma, 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 you can type in a bunch. So I think after here, we could type friend name, my name is friend name, comma, their name is...
Oh, never mind, okay. I just remember there's like two lines, like you can hit a return and put two lines and then type something, but that's for what the Amazon says. That's an or function.
Got it.
So I can do...
Their name is...
What do you want their name to be?
You're coming up with things that... how do you expect them to give their friend's name outside of just giving their friend's name?
Them to be called...
Perfect. Perfect. Perfect.
Friend name. See, now, you know what's... It's funny that as I'm thinking through this, I've written this... It's easy to write the protagonist... is genderless, like not to think about that. The friend is tougher, right? Because you use the pronouns he, her, she.
Do you need the main character's name or gender, or would it be better?
The main character doesn't have a name.
Oh, right? Interesting. So maybe...
Because it's like, you are doing this.
So maybe instead of asking them for their gender, you have a friend. Are they a boy or a girl?
Yeah. Okay.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
That's a good storytelling idea. I like it.
Welcome to Brexit. Yeah. You have a friend... What gender would you...
Wait. I would ask, are they a boy or a girl?
Okay.
That way they even know what they can say.
That's such an adult thing.
What gender are you?
Yeah, what are... would you... Gender.
So you can see down here it actually even created the node.
Like them to be.
You want to try playing it from here and see if we can do it?
Yeah. Okay.
Maybe start from current scene.
See if they see the
throw. Uh-oh. Did we need to save?
Oops.
Try file save.
You
toggle full screen like it did though. Oh, Go back to the editor. Maybe we don't have anything in there. I don't know though. Let's
okay.
Let's go back to play.
Unexpected token to G.
For now, let's get rid of this dot, then. Let's just say to them and not do a dot then.
To get rid of this?
Yeah, let's like control X and
on
cut
both?
It. No, just on this one. Control X. Yeah, and now let's try saving control S. Warning, syntax error, unexpected token G in position 5. There's a G somewhere that should not be. Oh, gender. We have not defined gender anywhere. Boop-a-doo, we want custom slots. So, custom slot type is going to be like boy, girl. Custom fruit type, okay. And then where do we define? Tell user their favorite fruit, don't know, prompt for favorite fruit. Once you've defined your custom slot type and its values, okay, so we'll have to define this. I just opened.